Welcome to the Danny Picard Show, Tuesday, March 17, 2020. As always, broadcasting from the Beantown USA studio. Beantown USA is Boston's home for customized screen printing and embroidery. Get more information on their website, beantownusa.com. Today's show is presented by DraftKings. Play for free at DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings app by using promo code PICK, P-I-C. That's promo code PICK, P-I-C. Really, right now, the only thing you can choose from is European soccer. There's one game in the Turkish League, and I'm not even kidding. That's all you got. That's all you got. What do we got? What are we doing? What is this? What is going on? DraftKings.com, promo code PICK, P-I-C, to play for free. If things ever get restarted, if the NBA ever resumes, if the NHL ever resumes, if they play the NFL, and you know what? If they play the NFL, I might not even care anymore. Why? Because today is not about coronavirus. Though, is this what coronavirus feels like? I don't know if I have coronavirus. I very well could, because I feel horrible right now. Horrible. Tom Brady announced this morning on social media that he is leaving New England. He will no longer be the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And I'm trying to process this with this emergency podcast today. I got the Purell in front of me, but what's the point, right? I got this iced coffee I'm drinking that I hope somebody spit in so that I can somehow get this over with sooner rather than later. Do I have to watch the NFL? You're telling me that I have to watch the National Football League without Tom Brady as the Patriots quarterback? And not just without Tom Brady as the Patriots quarterback, but seeing Tom Brady in another uniform? Tom Brady is not retiring. Tom Brady is going to play for someone next year. And it is not going to be the New England Patriots, as he told us on social media this morning. By now, you saw what Tom Brady said. Do I need to remind you? If you're watching on YouTube, I'll throw it up on the screen. It's long. I don't want to read the whole thing. Because to be honest with you, I just don't feel like crying on the show today. I just don't feel like being on video with tears rolling down my face. So I'll just read the end. He says, and I'm trying to see where I should begin this. I don't even want to begin it. You can read it. I'm not going to read it. I've already read it. I read what Kraft sent out a statement. Belichick sent out a statement. Nice job. The Belichick statement was awesome. It was awesome. You know, you get the appreciation's coming now, though, isn't it? I didn't want the Tom Brady appreciation from Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft in the form of a statement as they part ways. I wanted the appreciation shown in a new contract to say, you know what? When we traded Jimmy Garoppolo, we made a decision. That decision was, we're committing to Tom Brady. We're committing to winning with this group as long as we can with Tom Brady. So let's get in a room, let's work it out, and let's get a deal done. Tom Brady met with Robert Kraft last night on Monday night at Robert Kraft's home. And according to multiple reports, which I'll read you, the first one I'll read is from Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. I think he's very well connected, not just around the NFL, but also with Brady's camp. But he talked to Robert Kraft. And in a story I'm reading from NBC Sports Boston's website, Kraft told Tom E. Curran, quote, "This is not the way I wanted it to end, but in life, people need to be freed to realize what's important to them. I respect him so much. It was a sad, loving discussion." End quote. Again, Robert Kraft telling Tommy Caron about the discussion that Brady and Kraft had last night on Monday night at Robert Kraft's house. Tommy Caron writes, "Kraft hoped that Brady's visit was going to result in better news for New England." Kraft said, quote, "I thought he was coming over, as he has for the last 10 years, to quietly get things done," end quote. So, it sounds like Tom Brady calls Robert Kraft and says, "Hey, Robert, I got to come to your house. We got to meet. Let's do it on Monday night." Brady goes to Kraft's house. Kraft is thinking, we're going to quietly get something done. Well, that didn't happen. Tommy Caron writes, "As it turns out, that was not the case. Brady has yet to decide where he will finish out his career. The announcement he is leaving New England, a source told me on Tuesday, will be the only announcement from the Brady camp today. I asked Kraft if he was disappointed that the Patriots did not get deeper into negotiations with Brady." Kraft said, quote, "It's not about that. This is big picture. I just don't think he was going to be happy staying in our system at this point." End quote. Let me read that last quote for you. Tommy Caron asked Robert Kraft if Kraft was disappointed that the Patriots didn't get deeper into negotiations with Brady. Kraft said, quote, "It's not about that. This is big picture. I just don't think he was going to be happy staying in our system at this point." So what he's saying there is that we talk about all the, you know, the weapons and that Brady wants the Patriots to get weapons. Well, we saw some weapons go to other teams already this week. DeAndre Hopkins traded to the Cardinals. Whatever the Houston Texans are doing, by the way. Then you saw Stephon Diggs. What, did he go to Buffalo? I think. All I know is I wanted Diggs on the Patriots. It's not the Patriots, so who cares where he went? He didn't go to the Patriots. But you see these weapons moving around. Tom Brady was not going to be happy staying in our system at this point. He didn't say Tom Brady was not going to be happy making X amount of dollars. He was not going to be happy staying in our system. And I go to a tweet that Tommy Caron had. I read the tweet before I read a story. Tommy Caron's tweet says, quote, "In the end, a tangible effort by the Patriots to keep Tom Brady in New England never happened. No negotiation. Just the intimation that it was on Brady to say what he wanted. For Brady, the stance spoke volumes." Again, I can't get over this part. No negotiation. He should have put that in all caps. "A tangible effort by the Patriots to keep Tom Brady in New England never happened." That's coming from Brady's side. No negotiation. So Brady says there was no real negotiation. Basically, didn't feel appreciated. Then you get Robert Kraft. Okay? Then you get Robert Kraft, who, according to a tweet from ESPN's Michelle Steele, now it's going to get, you know, now you kind of see it's getting dirty, right? Because now it's the PR battle. Right? Robert Kraft has to know this is not a good look for the Patriots. Has to know it. Understands it. He said he thought Tom Brady was coming over on Monday night to work things out quietly as they usually do. They didn't. Tom Brady said, "I'm leaving." Basically said, "I don't feel appreciated, or at least not going to be happy in the system. You're not going to provide me with the weapons." But again, when you hear Tommy Caron say there was no negotiation, Patriots never made a real effort, and that makes you go back to Field Yates' tweets from last week, in which he was speaking, I think, from the Patriots' end, in which the Patriots gave to him to put out that the Patriots were waiting on Tom. The Patriots, they said they already made it clear to Tom with negotiations last year and the year before that Tom knows what's out there for him with the Patriots. The contract that's on the table, it's up to Tom. They don't know what Tom wants. They want Tom to come back. And Tom Brady's like, "No negotiation. They never really made an effort to keep me. I feel underappreciated." Not just with that, but also because, as Robert Kraft said, the system. Staying in our system. Meaning the weapons that we have. He was not going to be happy with the weapons that we have. And you know, I get, oh, Michelle Steele tweet. You know, there's a lot going on right now. The Michelle Steele tweet. This is getting dirty. You got both sides. But Robert Kraft, according to Michelle Steele, she probably wasn't supposed to put this out. She probably wasn't supposed to put this out, but she tweeted it. I don't know if she's deleted it since, but it's out there. It doesn't matter. From ESPN, Michelle Steele tweets, quote, Stephen A. Smith just said Robert Kraft called him during the last commercial break and told him, be very clear. And this is a quote from Robert Kraft to Stephen A. Smith during the commercial break of what? What show? First Take? Cold Pizza? Whatever they call it now? So according to Michelle Steele, Robert Kraft calls Stephen A. Smith on the phone during commercial break on ESPN and says this, quote, be very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave, end quote. Let me read that again. Robert Kraft, according to Michelle Steele from ESPN, called Stephen A. Smith during commercial break on ESPN. And Robert Kraft told Stephen A. Smith on the phone, quote, be very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave, end quote. End quote. I mean, I can't even believe we're doing this today. I can't even believe we have to do this ever, at all. You know, and look, I was wrong. I thought Tom Brady was staying. I didn't think he would leave. And you know why I didn't think he would leave? Because I thought Robert Kraft would step in and say, no, we're not going to let you play for another team. What do you want? Tell me what you want. We're going to do this. But I also said last week after the Field Yates tweets that enough is enough from the Patriots standpoint. You need to get aggressive. Show the man that you want him to return. Don't sit back and wait and go, well, it's on Tom. Get aggressive. And you're the owner. Step in. I get it. You have this loyalty to Bill Belichick because, and I'm going to read a quote now from Mike Giardi from NFL Network. This was on Twitter. So this is obviously how Kraft feels about his relationship with Belichick. I mean, Kraft basically chose his side, right? Kraft said, I'm loyal to Bill Belichick, and I've been loyal since day one when we went out and brought him in, and he made tough decisions, and it worked out for us, and it worked out for me. His decisions worked out for me. I'm sticking with Bill Belichick. That's what Kraft's saying. That is what he's saying. Robert Kraft. I'm going to read you the tweet from Mike Giardi, NFL Network. Mike Giardi says, Robert Kraft, to me, on moving forward with Belichick in charge. Kraft says, quote, do you remember when I hired him and how people said I didn't know what I was doing? I had the commissioner of the NFL and all these people tell me I hired the wrong guy. And he went 5-11, but then, .. end quote. Mike Giardi continues with the tweet. He says, Kraft notes that the chemistry the organization has operated since Belichick took over has allowed the team to do, quote, pretty well, end quote. But now, quote, we've got to move on to the next phase. It'll be different, but it is what it is, end quote. That's Robert Kraft to Mike Giardi of NFL Network. Kraft basically saying, it worked out. Belichick started this. I hired him. He created this. I'm loyal to the guy who created it. And it is what it is. Kraft's been brainwashed by Bill Belichick. It is what it is. You got Tom Brady meets at Robert Kraft's house. Robert Kraft has an opportunity to say, uh-uh. When we traded Garoppolo, we made the commitment. Guys, let's make something happen. I'm not playing games right now. This is my franchise. I can do whatever I want. This is, don't compare this to any situation ever with any other player in the history of sports. Because the bottom line is the Patriots are not a team in decline right now. And you can say all you want about Brady's age or falling off a cliff or injuries or what's next for him, or how he looked last year, this, that, the other thing. Tom Brady is still, just with what he's got going between the ears, his football IQ, a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, on a team that is not in decline, that has one of the best defenses in the league, even though they lose Van Noy and they lose Jamie Collins yesterday. So what? They'll replace those guys. You use the next man up with players like that. Players like Kyle Van Noy. Oh, the revenge tour. Yeah, okay, buddy. You're not going to be here for the revenge tour. Why? Because the Patriots don't need you for it. Jamie Collins? Eh. You know, they got rid of him the first time. Everything was fine. They'll replace those guys. This is a team that's been to, what, three of the last five Super Bowls? I'm starting to lose track, lose count. They've been to so many. And you can get back. This is a unique situation. We have never seen anything like this before. You're the owner of the team. You got the quarterback, the greatest of all time, who could still play at a high level in your house, and you're going to say it is what it is? Because you have loyalty to the guy making the decisions, or who you say should be making the decisions, and you're not going to interfere in that. And I say, bullshit. This is your team. This is your money. At the end of the day, this decision should be your decision as the owner of the football team. And you decided to put it in Belichick's hands because you didn't want him to go all Bill Parcells. You want me to cook the dinner? You let me shop for the groceries on you. And to that I say, bullshit. If Belichick's going to throw that line out with regards to this situation with Tom Brady, I told you last week after the Field Yates quotes, then that's an awful look for Bill Belichick. An awful look for Bill Belichick. Is this a bad look for Tom Brady? Robert Kraft's trying to make it look like a bad look for Tom Brady when he calls Stephen A. Smith during a commercial break on ESPN and says, make it very clear. Again, I'll read you that quote. He says, be very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave. End quote. That's Robert Kraft. He calls Stephen A. Smith during commercial break on ESPN. I don't think Michelle Steele was supposed to say that. Maybe she was. Obviously, Robert Kraft wanted him to tell the world, so maybe she was. But that's kind of dirty, isn't it? Kraft chose his side. But, I mean, I thought he should have stepped in. Today, we're talking about Tom Brady is never going to play for the New England Patriots again. They can say whatever they want in their statements. How much they admire Tom Brady and love Tom Brady, whatever. You wanted to show appreciation for him. You had him in your fucking house last night to show the proper appreciation. I don't want your statements on Tom Brady today. I don't want to read them. I don't want to read a statement from Brady saying he's leaving. I'd rather get coronavirus today than have to read this stuff. My mother texted me earlier. She's like, no one's talking about coronavirus in the news. It's all Brady. I said, yeah, because this is worse. This is worse. And I know I'm going to get the tweets now. Dearie, how could you say that? This is a pandemic. Shut up for 24 hours on that, would you? Give me a day. Give me one day without coronavirus talk. But you know what? I just want one day without coronavirus talk, but also one day not talking about Tom Brady. I want both of those things. Now Brady's gone. The world's in a pandemic. We can't go out to eat. Can't shake hands with anyone. What can we do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say right now? What do you want me to say? Tom Brady is no longer a member of the New England Patriots. You want me to sit here and go, oh, what team could he play for? Maybe he plays for the Buccaneers. Maybe he plays for the Dolphins. No, I don't want to do that. But what I can tell you, I guess, is whatever team Tom Brady does play for, I will be rooting for that team next year. That's all I can really say on this. I told you about Andy Dalton a couple weeks ago. If Andy Dalton's a member of the Patriots, I'm out. You got to go with Stidham. It kind of sounds like they're not going to go with Stidham. People talking about a Cam Newton trade or Andy Dalton. What are we doing? What are we doing? You have a team that's like... I mean, is it more to it? Is Brady just committed to a certain location? You know, should we go back to the real estate and where he's buying homes and trying to move to and what his wife wants? I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable having a conversation with my fans about what Tom Brady's wife wants. Like, I don't know. Should I care? Isn't that between them? But is that what it's about? Well, then come out and say, you know what? Kraft should come out and say it. He tells Mike Giardi, it is what it is. No, it isn't what it is. Don't give me the it is what it is right now. This is not, it is what it is 99.9999% of the time, but not right now. This is not an it is what it is moment. At least it shouldn't be. But you're making it one. As the owner of a team, had the guy in your goddamn house last night. Yeah, we'll show our appreciation tomorrow in a statement saying goodbye. I don't know if you've ever witnessed a mental breakdown on YouTube, right? I don't know if you've ever done it, have you? Has anyone? If you haven't, you are now. You know what I mean? You are now. This is an emergency podcast. We're about 5 minutes away from this being more than just an emergency podcast. This is just going to be an emergency. You got a sip of water. You know what? I got to shut the heat off in here, too. I get the little heater going.
Oh, man. I think I got coronavirus for crying out loud. That's what it feels like.
Woo! You got to breathe. Got to breathe. This ain't right. This ain't right. Nothing's right. Nothing's right. For people just listening, that's me sipping on Poland Springs water. St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Happy St. Patrick's Day. But is it happy or is it miserable? It's miserable. This is horrible. Now what? What do we do? You want me to root for the Patriots? I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. Patriots are going to say, as I just told you, Robert Kraft called Stephen A. Smith and said, he wanted out. He came to my house and said he's done. There's no chance. He tells Tommy Curran he was not going to be happy in this system. Well, was this something that... Here's my question, though. Given what you are as an organization, not a team that's in decline, a team that has a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year, that's been to 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls, that Tom Brady's still top 10 quarterback, you traded Garoppolo, essentially committing to Tom Brady to win as much as you can with Tom Brady. He's not asking for a 10-year deal. I get how old he is. People need to stop reminding me of that. We all know how old he is. But, I mean, you mean to tell me that you couldn't do things with the system to say, well, why don't we do some things to maybe make it look like we want to keep Tom Brady around? It doesn't sound like the Patriots did much to make Tom Brady feel like they wanted to keep him around. And so that seems to be something the Patriots are not understanding with this. Brady felt disrespected, felt like he wasn't really appreciated or wanted. And look, there were times, even going back to last year or the year before, where I told you I'm Team Belichick with the Belichick-Brady stuff, with the Brady-Patriots stuff. Because Brady, under contract, you know, not showing up to voluntary stuff. Meanwhile, Gronk was showing up to the building, not participating in voluntary workouts, but yet doing press conferences for the Monster Energy Motocross event. Like, Brady wasn't around for that. Like, I criticized Brady. There were things I've criticized Brady for in the past. And in the past, for the most part, I've been Team Belichick. But right now, you have a situation where this is as unique can be. And you have an opportunity to just try and keep the man around for 2 or 3 more years. Whether you think that third year, he's going to be no good or not, this is what you committed to by trading Garoppolo. So I just wanted to see, not only did Tom Brady want to see a better effort from the Patriots, but so did I. So did I. And I'm not seeing that. And I'm sorry. Robert Kraft calling Stephen A. Smith during commercial seems to be more of an effort to save his ass in the court of public opinion than him trying to show us that he made a legit effort. They're not showing us they made a legit effort. Because they didn't. They have nothing to show. The only thing they can do is call Stephen A. Smith and say, well, Tom Brady wanted out. What, you didn't do anything to convince him to stay? Why not? He's 42? Well, you should have thought about that 2 years ago when you traded Garoppolo to the 49ers. Give me a fucking break. It's a joke. It's a joke. What, you want me to go? You want me to go to Gillette? People were worked up about Mookie Betts? I got news for you. Mookie Betts is not Tom Brady, okay? Tom Brady is a different beast. There is nobody that we have encountered that is even close. You could try to throw your favorite player, the best players that have played in this town. Nobody has done it like Tom Brady has, as long as he has. They could still do it at a high level still for another couple years. You needed to make a better effort, and the Patriots didn't. And now we have to talk about, today, Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots. That his last pass in a Patriots uniform was in the back of his end zone and an interception and a pick six to Logan Ryan, former Patriot. Well, I mean, it's over. It's over. You're going to ruin, am I rooting for the Patriots next year? They go with Andy Dalton. They get to the divisional round. I don't know. I mean, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't do it. Am I going to be that guy that's like, turns into a Buccaneers fan? And in like 20 years, people are going to be like, wow, you're from Boston. How are you a Buccaneers fan? Well, you know, Tom Brady signed with the Buccaneers. The Patriots screwed him, and I just became a Buccaneers fan. You know, we always make fun of those people now, but I have to stop doing that because I'm probably going to be that guy. Is Brady going to Tampa? I don't know. Is he going to go to Miami? I don't know. But here's what you're going to hear now. Remember on yesterday's podcast, I went on the rant how I think the reports of other teams dictating the interest level on Tom Brady was ridiculous? It is. It's really Tom Brady is dictating his interest level in the other teams, not the other way around. Though the reporters were all telling us, well, you know, the other teams aren't, like, the Titans weren't interested in Brady. No. Brady told the Titans he wasn't going there. Brady obviously has teams he's looking at. What are those teams? I don't know. Tommy Curran says those announcements are not coming today. But here's the deal. Whatever team he does sign with, I will most likely become a fan of that team. I think, depending on the team. Like, if he does something crazy and then signs with, like, the Giants, like, this, I can't root for the Giants. Or the Jets, I'm not going to root for the Jets. I can't do that. But if he goes to, like, the Chargers or even the Raiders or the Buccaneers or maybe even the Dolphins, I could root for the Dolphins. That might be the coronavirus, the COVID-19 is talking right now, but I could root for the Dolphins. I'm trying not to cry. Can you sense that? Trying not to cry right now? You know, what do we got? What's the point? Tom Brady's gone. In other news, Drew Brees signs a 2-year, $50 million deal with the Saints. We talked about the Ryan Tannehill deal yesterday. The Patriots did make some other moves in the last couple days. Re-signing Devin McCourty to a 2-year, $23 million deal with $17 million guaranteed. They placed the franchise tag on offensive lineman Joe Tooney at $15 million. They let Jamie Collins and Van Noy go. Man, I was wrong. You know? I got to live with that. I was wrong. I wanted to be right so bad. But that's not... I didn't tell you that Tom Brady would return to New England. Sure, I wanted him to return, and I wanted to be right on that. But I didn't tell you that only because of my hopes and dreams and my wants and my wishes. I told you that because logically, it just, to me, made the most sense. But I also would think that logically, what would make the most sense, based on everything you've been over the last 20 years with Tom Brady, logically, what would make the most sense is that the Patriots would show a much better effort to keep Tom Brady around for a couple more years. And they didn't. And they could try to battle that all they want in the, you know, with the PR battle by calling Stephen A. Smith and getting the word out that Brady showed up at Kraft's house and there was no chance of keeping him. He was out. He wanted to leave. Well, at the same time, Brady's looking around going, you didn't want to try to get Diggs. You didn't want to try to bring in DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, how many other receivers have moved, have gone places? You didn't want to get that guy or the other guy? Like, come on now. You know? Brady, we've heard, he wanted the Patriots to do things with weapons. Get some weapons. We all wanted that. And the Patriots, at the end of the day, didn't bring those weapons in. And at the end of the day, they didn't show the proper appreciation of Tom Brady. I believe they did. I believe that. They didn't show that. If they did, the report today would be, the Patriots, you see what Drew Brees got with the Saints? The Patriots would say, well, we offered that same deal to Brady. And he said, no, that's a different story. But based on what we saw last week from Field Yates saying the Patriots are sitting back thinking the ball's in Tom's court. Tom's going, the ball's in my court. You haven't even made an attempt to re-sign me. What are we doing? The Patriots now going, ah, it is what it is. Kraft's basically siding with Belichick. Tom E. Curran saying there was no negotiation. There was no tangible effort on the part of the Patriots to get a deal done. I believe that. And that's wrong. The Patriots are wrong for that. They are wrong for that. And I don't think that I can accept anything else moving forward knowing just how wrong they are for that. So, am I done with the Patriots? I'm leaning that way. I'm leaning that way. Brady, can he take another team to the promised land? I don't know. Can he take him to the Super Bowl? I don't know. Can Belichick take this team to the Super Bowl with another quarterback? I don't know. I don't know. There are obviously things that Belichick has done that have worked out in a great way for this organization. There are obviously things that Tom Brady has done that a lot of people, most quarterbacks can't do. That's why we call him the greatest of all time. And it's not just on the field in the two-minute drills in the fourth quarter. It's on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, in the facility. Tom Brady was the complete package. And I think that if there's anybody that's applauding the Patriots today, the only thing that they'll be saying about Tom Brady is, he's 42 and he's gay. He was banged up last year. Brady brings a whole lot more to the table than what he does on the field. He does. He does. And he still will, wherever he goes. It's unfortunate that he won't be bringing those things to the table with the Patriots next year. And it still doesn't really feel real. So if my tone is a little confused right now with everything, I apologize, but that's just the nature of the beast, I guess, when you have to wake up to this news today. And, you know, I just, there's nothing else to say right now. I can only be on Twitter for so long and start looking at the analysis of it all. I just, it's tough to read. It's tough to digest. This is a tough pill to swallow right now. I was wrong, but outside of being wrong, Like, I did try to use logic when I said Tom Brady was returning. Outside of all that, though, just being a Patriots fan, as somebody that watched this team have so much success with Tom Brady as their quarterback, this is a devastating blow today. To what I still thought was a possibility. I'm not going to say I thought it wasn't a possibility. Because he didn't want the franchise tag, because he was going to free agency, and we knew he would become a free agent, and once you start hearing other teams involved, you know it's a possibility. But was it a strong possibility? I didn't think it was. I thought the strongest possibility was Brady eventually returning to the Patriots. But I said that because logic told me the Patriots at some point would step up their negotiation, get aggressive, and say, you know what? We committed to this when we traded Garoppolo, so this is how we're going to do business. And I certainly expected the owner to step in and maybe talk to Bill Belichick and go, you know what, I get it, you're stubborn, that has worked, Patriot way, it's all good, it is what it is, this is unique, this is different, and I'm going to step in on this one. And if you don't like it, that's going to be a bad look for you. But you know what's going to be a worse look? For you and me, when Tom Brady decides to leave. And maybe not for you, because maybe you'll do some things with this team, and maybe there'll be some success, maybe you'll win a division again, maybe we'll get to the conference championship. Just maybe we'll get to another Super Bowl here in the next 5 years with somebody. But for me, as the owner of this team, watching Tom Brady just walk out the door, knowing that we never showed any aggressive negotiation or any aggressive attempt to try to keep him here, that's a bad look for me as the owner of this team. And so I'm going to step into this situation to do something. Logic told me Kraft would do that. He didn't. Instead, he's calling Stephen A. Smith going, oh, Tom came to my house. He didn't want to stay. If he wanted to stay, we would have got a deal done. Shut up. Calling Stephen A. Smith. Unreal. Yeah, I just touched my face. You can watch me on YouTube. So what, you have a mental breakdown? I mean, you know, coronavirus, the Purell's in the trash. You know. That's it. You know, I think, you know what sucks too? You know what sucks? And I've said this on this show. That this day was going to come. Obviously, we knew this day was going to come. That Tom Brady would one day no longer be playing football for the New England Patriots. And when that day came, we're going to look back at Brady's time with the Patriots and go, huh, I guess we didn't really appreciate it as much as we probably should have. We didn't embrace it as much as we should have because we always had to deal with the bullshit from the outside. Guys like Seth Wickersham, you know, other reports, always trying to, you know, stir it up and create this drama. We never could really embrace this success. Because there was always something that somebody would throw out that would be like, eh, they're successful, but here's why you should be skeptical. Well, we're spoiled. Because while it might have seemed like getting to the Super Bowl was an easy thing, the reality of it is getting to the Super Bowl is not easy. Just ask the rest of the league for the last 20 years. We enter every NFL season going, the Patriots are going to win the division. They're going to make a run at a first round bye, which obviously puts you in position to get back to the conference championship game. Do you know how spoiled we sound when we do that every year? Do you know how spoiled we sound? Do you know why people hate us? Because we sound so remarkably spoiled, it's not even funny. But do you know why we sound like that? Because we go, Patriots have Tom Brady as their quarterback and Bill Belichick as their head coach, and the combination of those two things is the type of advantage that other teams just don't have. You can bring Lamar Jackson into the conversation in the AFC. You can bring Patrick Mahomes into the conversation in the AFC. Can leave Ryan Tannehill out of the conversation as much as people over the last 24 hours try to put him in that conversation. Give me a break. But you can't match up the coach with the quarterback, and you certainly don't look at those teams and go, eh, Nobody will compete with those guys in their division. Well, that's teams will compete with those guys in those divisions. But with the Patriots, you always looked at it and said, this is what they are. This is who they're going to be. This is what we can look forward to in late December, early January, and then we'll take it from there. That's a spoiled mindset. But we're spoiled because Brady was the quarterback. Are we doing that next year? Are we doing that in 2020? Are we looking at the schedule going, 12-4? 13-3? Possibly could go undefeated this year. We did that every year. We can't do that anymore. And I'm not ready to have the discussion about schedule and we don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. But I don't even know that I'm ready to have the discussion as to who the next Patriots quarterback is going to be because I'm still trying to take it in that that quarterback will not be Tom Brady. And that is devastating. You have no idea. If you're not in New England, you got no idea. Just how devastating this is. And Bill, we trust. Until you start telling me it is what it is with the quarterback position. Right? It is what it is. Kraft told Giotti, it is what it is. Think about that. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Think about all the things I just said about how we felt about this team every season at the beginning of the season. And now is a time to say it is what it is? It is what it is? It is what it is, I guess. According to Robert Kraft. Please. Am I supposed to root for this team now? I don't know. You know, you'll get a group of people. You'll get a large group. Obviously, people are going to root for the Patriots. People are going to root for the hometown team. But I think it would be different. I would be handling this differently if the Patriots were like, you know, last year, they didn't make the playoffs. Right? Or they didn't win. Let's say they didn't win the division last year and they were a wild card team. I'd feel a lot differently. I'd be like, you know, if they didn't have a great defense. You know what I mean? Like, if the team was in decline, losing to Tennessee in that game at Gillette, that didn't show me a team that was in decline. That showed me a team that could just add maybe an offensive piece or two this offseason to keep and keep Tom Brady. And looking at it going, they're a competitor. They're going to be one of the, top three favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. If that wasn't the reality, it was different if it was like, you know, they don't have a good defense. They only were a wild card team. They just barely get into the tournament. Clearly the team's in decline. They might not even make the playoffs this year, even if they keep Tom Brady. Like, I think I'd feel differently about it. Then you could talk about the system. Then you could say, it is what it is. But the reality is that what it is a Patriots team that if they brought Tom Brady back and added a wide receiver, then this is a team that could compete for a Super Bowl next year and the year after that. But you're just saying, it is what it is. We don't need Tom Brady. He wanted to leave. Well, when you don't do anything to try to convince him to stay, yeah, you might get a guy that starts to dictate his own terms and say, you know what? You don't have interest in me. I don't have interest in you. How are you not going out of your way to try to keep me around? Any one of us on this planet would want the Patriots, if we were in Brady's shoes, would want the Patriots to come hard at us. And if they didn't, we would feel disrespected by that. We would feel like we got slapped in the face, given the type of career that he's had in this town for this team. Type of money that he has made, Robert Kraft. Just on jersey sales alone, for crying out loud. And then they don't try to re-sign him? They don't put in a full effort? Because the coach is stubborn? And the owner doesn't want to interfere in that because the coach, really, at the end of the day, that's where the loyalty lies, because this is a guy that got it done for him when everybody told him he wasn't going to be the guy to get it done for him. Well, Brady went out and got it done for you, too. You could show loyalty to both sides. I don't think you showed any loyalty to Tom Brady. I don't. Because if you did, the report we'd be hearing today is that Tom Brady rejected a major contract with the Patriots. We're not hearing that today. We would have heard that right away. But you know why we're not hearing that? Because they didn't make the offer. Instead, we're hearing from Tommy Curran saying there was no negotiation. What's the tweet say again? In the end, a tangible effort by the Patriots to keep Tom Brady in New England never happened. No negotiation. They wanted Brady to go to Kraft's house, get down on his knees and say, Robert, please give me this. But if you're Brady, you're going, guys, what is happening right now? Why are you leaking that to Field Yates? Why are you not trying to keep me? Any one of us in Brady's shoes in that situation would have felt disrespected by that. We would have. And so I guess we got to pick sides now. With this, I'm Team Brady. I'm Team Brady. It's a bad look for the Patriots. It's an awful look for Robert Kraft. It's a bad look for Bill Belichick. You know, people, there are going to be a group of people that are going to say, oh, you know, Bill is, and Bill we trust. And look, for the most part, I'm that guy. But am I going to stick around now and watch this? A root for this? Cheer for this? Am I going to show my loyalty to the quarterback and where he goes? Because I wanted him to stay with the Patriots? Don't try to tell me that the odds of the Patriots winning the Super Bowl next year just got better. They didn't. They got worse. And we're going to probably find out the hard way that it isn't actually that easy to win the Super Bowl. It isn't actually that easy to get to the Super Bowl. It isn't actually that easy to get to the conference championship. And however you feel about Tom Brady and his ability on the field at the age of 42, 43, it's the things behind the scenes that me, you, and everybody else outside that organization doesn't see that makes him, or at least helps make him, the greatest of all time and helps make him still a top 10 quarterback in this league and helps make him still a guy that gives the Patriots the best chance to get back to the Super Bowl next year, or at least get, you know, further than they did this past postseason, which was a brutal loss to the Titans. So, you know, I guess we're picking sides today. Patriots, Kraft, he picked his side. Me, I pick my side. And now we wait to see where Tom Brady ends up. We wait to see what that contract was, and I looked to see what maybe the final number the Patriots offered Tom Brady, but I think if it was anything that was serious, we would have heard about it. We would have heard about that on Kraft's phone call to Stephen A. Smith, rather than Kraft saying to Stephen A. Smith, well, Brady, we wanted him to stay, but he didn't want to stay. If he wanted to stay, we would have worked something out. Instead, Kraft would have said, hey, we offered him $50 million, same as Drew Brees just signed today with the Saints. And he said no. Why aren't the Patriots saying that? Because that's not what they offered him. People say, oh, the salary cap, how are you going to pay a 42-year-old? That's what it is. That's what you committed to when you traded Garoppolo. I got to go. Get the show whenever you want. iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher. I don't even, wherever else podcasts are available. I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/DannyPicard. Will sports ever even resume? Who knows? I'm here every Monday and Thursday. Go to my website, DannyPicard.com, to get all my content. Stay home, wash your hands. Don't. If you're feeling a little funny today, you probably got coronavirus. That's what this is, right? This is just a bad dream. It's like hallucination. I'm gonna wake up and be like, oh, Whew, I had an awful dream last night. Not only was the whole country shut down, but Tom Brady announced that he was leaving the Patriots. And the Patriots' response was, it is what it is. It's a nightmare. Nightmare scenario. What will happen between now and the next time I talk to you on Thursday? Who knows? But I will talk to you then. See ya.